From Wisconsin Public Radio, this is Newsmakers. I'm Ezra Wall in our La Crosse studios. Thank you for joining us today. We've got some interesting programs to talk about today. A couple of summer opportunities for students of various ages in your life. Later on in the program, we'll hear how some of your youngsters can become involved in theater for the first time. And that could be an exciting opportunity for artistically minded kids and just those kids looking to build a little bit of self-confidence and experience something a little bit different. We'll hear from the La Crosse Community Theater coming up at the end of the show. Right now, we're talking about Upward Bound, which is an amazing program that I can't wait to introduce you to if you've never heard of it. And joining us from Upward Bound, the program at UW La Crosse, is its director, Shondell Spivey, whom you've heard on this show before in other contexts, and the assistant director of Upward Bound, Jasmine Holland. Thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So let me ask first, I don't know who wants to give the synopsis. Let's start with you, Shondell. What is Upward Bound?
Yes, so Upward Bound is a federally funded TRIO program. It's a pre-college program. And our program operates in a way where we have two components, well, three components, actually. So first, we have our academic year component where our students come for tutoring and they are partnered with college students to help with any homework assistance. If they're unclear about anything in terms of academics, they can work with our college students and they will kind of help give them some refresher materials and just kind of prepare them for quizzes, so on and so forth. We also do ACT prep during our academic year, as well as we do one Saturday a month where we do some sort of enrichment program, and it can be a cultural enrichment, whatever that looks like, but at least one Saturday a month, every month during the academic year, we have some sort of programming happening for students. And then also during the academic year, we do college visits. So that's kind of our academic year plan, our program. In the summer, we do a six-week lived on campus experience where students are actually taking courses on campus. We also still include our enrichment and cultural programming as well. And then at the end of the 6 weeks, we have a college tour where we take the students anywhere. So this year we're planning to go to St. Louis. Past years, we've been to Chicago, Milwaukee, et cetera, where students will go and they will learn about what's there, right? In terms of what colleges are there, what's to do in the city. We go to museums, and other historical sites and things of that nature as well. And the other part of our summer program is our bridge program. And our bridge program is dedicated to our Upward Bound seniors that have graduated from high school. They come back and they actually take college courses, live on campus, and essentially earn college credit before they start their freshman year of college.
It sounds like a very busy program. How many people are involved in running the program, Jasmine? Let's just take the academic year portion of it. How many people are involved in making the program tick from one end of the academic calendar to the other?
Yeah, so currently we have five full-time staff members. We are currently looking for our second advisor, so having a team of six individuals as a whole. In the summer, that number of staff members definitely increases by many because we have our live-in residential assistants that are UWL college students. We also have our academic teachers as well as our elective teachers, too. So I would say more than 20.
It takes a whole team to help these kids get the academic footing that they need to prepare them for college, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the idea is that we realize that our students, they come from various different backgrounds. So first generation, low income students and academically at risk. And so we realize that we need to have people that can work with different personalities, different backgrounds. And then also in the summer, because we're offering classes, we need to have multiple classes because our students don't all come from one school. We serve a variety of schools. And so Central High School, Logan, Toma High School, Sparta, Brookwood High School, and so just a wide range of schools. And so we need different subjects, different teachers to teach those variety of classes to get those students ready for the fall semester.
When you're talking about some of these students who are coming into your program, is this simply a matter of some of them need a little bit of exposure to some of these academic areas, or maybe in the workplace we talk about soft skills that people have to learn, how much of the program is geared toward, as first generation college students, they might not know how to even decide where to apply, or they might not know that they have to try to come up with an application fee for certain things, or they might not know, you know, how to, you know, dress for an entrance, you know, interview or something like that. Shondell, how much of the program is geared towards academics, and how much of it is geared toward these other intangible things that students whose families have not participated in college before just might not know?
Yes. Yeah, so I think the first thing to mention is, and you make a great point. So the Upward Bound program typically has been utilized by first generation, low income, or academically at-risk students. Those are our target populations. And you're right, there's moments where they don't understand, right, the college application or the fact that you have to pay for college. So a good part of our program is we actually pay for a lot of those materials that you're speaking of. So our program pays for our students' ACT tests. We pay for their SAT tests if they take it. We pay for their college applications. We pay for any other, there's some other waivers and any programming that we have, it's all free to the students. And a lot of it is all about exposure, right? So when we talk about living on campus, our rising juniors actually take a senior seminar class where they're learning about all of that. How do you write a college essay? What are the key components of a college essay? What do you need to know when you're applying to college? What do you need to know when you need to start taking your ACT test? We do a financial aid workshop for not just the students, but our families as a whole, and different things like that to really make sure they fully understand and get ingrained in, what does it look like to go to that next level?
Jasmine, when you look at some of the students who've been through the program since you've been involved, what changes do you see in these kids from when they first come in your door to when they are finally ready to head off to college?
Yeah, so it's interesting because a lot of our students, they come into the program and they think that they want to go to college, and they may be kind of in the middle, I want to go, but I'm not really sure. And so when they are in the program, we're not only giving them those skills to, become academically successful, but we're also giving them those skills as to how to be retained in college as well, too. So what happens when you reach burnout? How do you get involved in college and whatnot? And so as those years progress and as those conversations continue as well, too, near that senior year, those students, I think the only kind of nervousness that they have is that, they're feeling, okay, I'm actually about to do it. I'm actually going to be going to college this fall, so that anticipation. But they've, done the work. They've, done the essays, got the acceptance letters, they're doing the active work to reach those goals. And so you just see how they mature over that time. And they set those goals of what college, do I think I want to go to? And then when you finally get accepted and then send in that, yes, okay, now I'm going, I'm committed to this school. It's rewarding all across the board because they now reach that goal. And then we get to see, them from the beginning and then actually, again, getting into that school that they desired. So it's awesome.
Shondell?
Yep. And I would just add one of the other awesome things that we see is we watch the improvement happen for students in the immediate sense. So for example, we had a first year student come in and they weren't doing well academically. Well, we've been celebrating this student, the last couple of weeks because the grades came in and this student moved from a 2 point, I don't know if you remember that, it was like a 2.3 or something like that to 3 point. And so we've just been celebrating this student. This is amazing work that we're seeing them do. And so that's also a huge part of the reward is watching them grow academically and obviously with their personalities and identities and all of that stuff too.
Shondell mentioned that a lot of the costs, well, really all of the costs are covered for kids who participate in the program. And there is you even cover things like application fees and test fees and things like that that students might not be able to come up with. But Jasmine, the program itself, participation, meeting the benchmarks, getting everything done is also incentivized for these students. Talk about that opportunity for them.
Yes. And so that is another one of the awesome things about Upward Bound. You know, not only that all of our resources, all of our programming is free to the students, but that they also earn stipends for preparing for college. And so we know that, you know, going to after school tutoring, taking part in a Saturday events, meeting with our advisors, it's a little bit of extra work on top of them already having to be in school and whatnot, too. So that is kind of like our thank you to our students, for taking the time, the extra time out to prepare for college. And so our students, as they come to tutoring, they come to their monthly assignments and whatnot, they earn points for everything that they come to. So at the beginning of each month, they all have these little reloadable cards that we upload their stipends to. And so that's something that they get to look forward to every month. And then in the summer, they earn that stipend every week. And so it's really, they can do whatever they want with that money. They don't have to put it towards books or anything. If you want to go and get like a new shirt or something or Happy Meal, go and do that. So it's awesome.
Well, it's interesting because before they've reached that age where they can reflect back on the value of an education, it gives teenagers who can all appreciate the value of a dollar or two. It seems like it gives them a real tangible way for them to connect immediacy to like academic success equals this, a few extra dollars in my pocket.
Yeah. And even our last summer, because of the coronavirus, we had to, do our summer program virtually. And so our students, because they were still working with us about 8 hours a day, during the summer for that 6 weeks, we provided them meal stipends. So they also had, in addition to their earned stipend, they also had money that was added to their cards for them to go out and get lunch each day. And so with that, they had to, they had a certain budget. They had to provide those receipts to us so that we know exactly that, it was going towards food, but then it was also a way for them to help manage money too. So getting that kind of like financial literacy assistance before going to college, because let's be real, you get to college, you get a little bit of money, you just want to spend it all. And so it's, giving them those skills as high school students, that's awesome too.
So you've talked a little bit about the kinds of students you're looking for, first generation students, academically at risk students, low income students. But more specifically, let's talk about either your academic year program or the summer program. Who qualifies, Shondell, to become part of that, and how can they apply to become part of Upward Bound?
Yes. Yeah, so we first work with our first year freshman high school students. So we typically will admit first year, so freshman and sophomore year students. We encourage eighth graders to apply in their spring term and summer, because you essentially have to start your freshman year in Upward Bound and then continue. There might be some exceptions to that, but for the most part, we go freshmen and sophomores. We admit them into the program, and we want to have that time to be able to work with them throughout their high school career. So
you're looking for those eighth graders, maybe people going into ninth grade, maybe going into 10th grade. They should apply. And where can they find that application information?
Yes. So they can find the application at our UWL website. So if you go to uwlax.edu/upperbound, they'll see our website. We're actually revamping our website right now, but they'll also be able to see our applications. So eighth graders would apply for the academic year. So that means they start their freshman year with us. They wouldn't be able to do the summer program. And then freshmen, they are able to apply for either the academic year or even the summer program. And then we have a visit day in the summer. So if there's folks that are interested and want to know more about Upward Bound and kind of see what we do with the students in the summer, we encourage all of our eighth graders and even our freshmen to come to the visit day to experience that.
Shondell, let's talk about the summer program in terms of, you mentioned it being a 6-week commitment, but this year it's happening from when to when?
So our students will, the first week is our training week with our staff and faculty and all of that, and that starts June 14th. And then our students will move in that Friday, June 18th. And then we get rolling with the summer.
And then 6 weeks. And this happens at the University of Wisconsin La Crosse, and they're just on campus. They're living on campus the whole time, the whole 6 weeks?
Yes, they are living on campus the whole 6 weeks. Some students work in different things like that, so we modify their evening schedules. But for the most part, all 6 weeks, you're with us. And then that last week, we spend time traveling and doing college visits.
So what does a – you said they take classes, Jasmine. What kind of classes are they taking? I mean, is this like high school level, like advanced, like, you know, different things that they would have been working on through the year, or what's involved in the academic side of it?
Yeah, so our students, so before their spring semester ends, we get an idea of what kind of classes our students are taking in the fall. So essentially in the summer, they're taking high school classes. Their schedule kind of mimics a college schedule. And so the overall idea of the summer is to give them the preview of what it's like to be a college student before they're actually a college student. And so even though they have a schedule, they're still taking classes in order to help them get one leg up when it comes to the fall semester. So say if they're taking, let's say advanced English, well, let's say chemistry in the fall, they'll take chemistry with us in the summer. So that way, when the fall semester comes, everything isn't such a foreign language to them. Like they're kind of aware of some of the terminology and methods and whatnot.
I saw a post on social media saying that you're also looking for teachers for this summer. What kind of teachers are you looking for?
Yeah, so academic ones currently. So we are looking for science teachers, so biology, chemistry. We're looking for teachers that are skilled in language arts, and so helping students with not only reading but also writing as well, too. Teachers that are skilled in foreign languages, and so some of the ones that we're thinking of offering are Spanish, possibly French, and then Hmong as well, too.
So these teachers are you looking for teachers who are like certified public school, like high school level educators, or are you looking for college professors looking for something interesting to teach in the summer, or what are the qualifications you're looking for?
There's a mixture, actually. We are looking for certified high school teachers as well as college instructors. So depending on the class, we might have a college instructor, and they might scale down a little bit of their coursework so that it fits our high school students. But then also if you're a high school, or I think it's 8-12 licensed instructor, we're looking for that help too. So.
And they can find that application information on that same website?
Essentially, they would go through UWL HR portal. So you'll, like, as if you were applying for UWL full-time position or anything like that.
So if they go to uwlax.edu and just find the jobs portion and look at mm-hmm. the current availabilities?
Yeah, and that's mostly under the human resources page.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's careers at UWL, and you're going to look for summer academic instructors, and that would be the upward bound pool of instructors.
That's Shondell Spivey. He's the director of Upward Bound at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. The assistant director of that program is Jasmine Holland. They're both talking with me today about Upward Bound, who qualifies as a student to be part of it, and how they can become part of it and enjoy either the academic year program or the upcoming 6-week summer program, which sounds very interesting. Both Shondell and Jasmine are products of Upward Bound, and we're going to talk to them about that in just a moment. Remember, if you'd like to listen to part of this conversation or a previous episode that you might have missed of Newsmakers, you can find them all on our website. It's wpr.org/newsmakers. Our program continues in just a moment. It's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio. It's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Ezra Wall, joined today by Shondell Spivey and Jasmine Holland from Upward Bound at UWL. We're talking about their summer program and indeed all of their offerings throughout the academic year. Looking for first-generation college students, low-income students who are still interested in trying to find a way to go to college, people who are academically at risk in high school, having a little trouble. There are offerings there for so many different kinds of students, and we've been talking about it all here on Newsmakers today. Shondell, let's talk about your own experience with Upward Bound. You and Jasmine both participated in the program as students. When did you first hear about Upward Bound?
My story is really interesting. So I went to Riverside University High School in Milwaukee. And I was in a math class where we had a senior TA. And this senior, like, to me was like a mentor. And right now is probably one of my best friends and closest friends that I have. But that individual, seeing that, you know, I really liked math, and was like, hey, you should try to join this program. And I was like, I don't want to do this program because I like my summers, right? Like, I don't want to be on campus and all this stuff. But nevertheless, I ended up applying to Upward Bound Math and Science at Marquette University and got enrolled. And at the end of my freshman year of high school, that summer, I started the program, lived on campus, and literally every summer, that was my life. You live on campus. We did some amazing projects. One year we built a roller coaster, but it was like out of like the, you know, the race car tracks and all that stuff. But we actually had to take physics classes and different things like that and build a life-size model of a roller coaster, talk about branding, all those different things to completion. Another year we built a website. We had to focus on like a health issue. And so my group had hypertension and we literally built an entire website to educate people about hypertension. And so it was just like all these really great opportunities that had I stuck with my first mind of, I do not want to be on a college campus. I'm not trying to like, you know,
Who wants to go to school all year? Yeah.
right. And so, it's a blessing. It was a great experience. And I definitely encourage students to take advantage of it because they gave us money every week. My family wasn't rich by any means, like definitely in a low income bracket. I was the first one in my family to receive a bachelor's degree, the first in my family to receive a master's degree. And if all goes well, in the next couple of years, I'll be the first in my family to also receive a doctoral degree.
Wonderful. That is an amazing accomplishment. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So what do you think would have happened if you hadn't found Upward Bound? Do you think that you were sort of on a college-oriented trajectory anyway, or is this the program that really gave you that opportunity?
I would say, you know, honestly, I don't know. I don't think I would have went to college. I was not on a college trajectory. I kept hearing about it, right? Like people talked about it, but it wasn't, you know, it would have been me left up to my own vices, so to speak, to make it happen. Whereas when I was a part of Upward Bound, it was like, you know, we had a creed. I'm a part of the Fellowship Upward Bound and my goal is a college diploma. And this creed spoke volumes and I still use it today when thinking about like life choices and life decisions and how I move and navigate life. The other thing that I think about too is Upward Bound was, I wouldn't say they held my hand, but they definitely guided me through the process of applying to college, applying to for ACT tests, studying for ACT tests, all those different things that had I not been a part of this program, I would have had to figure out on my own because my parents didn't know about it. You know, no disrespect to them, love them, they're awesome, but they didn't know. And so how was they going to tell me?
Jasmine, what was your early experience with Upward Bound? When did you find out about the program?
I found out about the program my sophomore year in high school. I was in my chemistry class and some of the representatives from the program came and just spoke about it. And there happened to be one student in my class that was also a part of the program too. And the student was like a popular student. I was like, what? Okay, like, I want to be a part of it. So, you know, I just applied and whatnot. I was really nervous. But once I got into it and just realizing that everything was free and that they gave us, you know, stipends also, that was like a, you know, I'm in. And like Shondell, I did come from a low income family. I am one of 10 children. And so my parents were really just kind of like, go, you know, please go, because neither one of them went on to college. And so also being first generation, they really didn't know what, you know, what resources to do. My older siblings, they kind of just did what they thought that they knew to do. And so having someone to kind of like guide, you know, at least like one of their children, you know, along the way, I think they found a lot of value in that. And so once I got into Upper Bound and just got to meet the different students from different schools and whatnot, you know, you make friends, but then you also realize like, wow, college is like a lot more accessible than I thought, you know, it was being a sophomore. And all I really have to do is just think about what, you know, what would I want to do with my life? You know, what makes me happy? And, you know, I did the summer program as well too. And it was just, it was really fulfilling. And it kind of, like how we're doing now, it definitely made me, again, realize like, I can do this. Like if I can be here for 6 weeks at UWM, then I can, you know, I can see myself doing this at another school as well too. And so when I did go off to college, Upper Bound, they linked me up with Student Support Services here at UWL, and which is kind of like the college version of the high of Upper Bound. And so it definitely helped me out a lot. It saved me from a lot of hiccups in college. And so, yeah, it was just great. I mean, even when I was in college, the fact that Upper Bound paid for my college application fees, and I applied to a couple of colleges. And so realizing like $30, $40, $50 for application fees, my parents weren't, you know, wanting to have to pay that. Even for the ACT, I took that a couple of times as well too. And so it was just such a help, not only to me, but to my family. And then my younger siblings also got involved with Upper Bound. And so in the summer, my folks were like, at one point, they had, you know, well, two kids in the program at a time. But it was just, you know, kind of like a load off of them a little bit too. And so now I'm, you know, going off and I'll be finishing my master's in a few weeks. And so just realizing like that program, you know, not only got me ready for undergrad, but then it also makes you realize like, okay, if I can get through that, I can do this too. And so it just gives you a lot of hope. And that follow through that happens is just amazing, you know, especially when you get to see students that are going off to like their master doctoral degrees, and then just doing amazing things out here. There's a lot of Upper Bound alumni that we don't even realize, you know, that we're a part of the program. So yeah, it's overall, it was just a great experience. I mean, I still think that UWM's Upper Bound program was a lot better than Marquette's, which
I'm sensing some rivalry
gotta
here.
Gotta disagree.
No, the only thing that Marquette had over UWM was that Marquette's stipends were a little bit higher than ours. And so, but our program was still better. So.
And program quality. Let's not forget that. Higher stipends and better program quality.
The one cool thing that I remember, the classes I took in the summer program in high school with Upper Bound were a lot of fun, but I remember taking an anatomy class and I was so like, you know, nervous about it because I'm just thinking I have to learn like all of these like pieces of like the body. In the program that I think both of us were in, so there's different types of Upper Bound programs. There's Upper Bound that takes care of all, like all students that want to go through any kind of major. But then Shondell and I, we were both in Upper Bound math and science programs. So programs that were designated for students that wanted to go into some kind of science or math field. And so a lot of our summer components were focused on classes such as those. And so after the end of the summer, I was pretty good with, you know, name and bones and whatnot. I mean, but right now I just know phalanges.
So what's that like now as you look back on your own experience and you look forward to this summer's experience with the students that are going to be coming through the program? What's it like knowing that you get to be part of helping the next generation of students into this experience that they might have that they might not have known that they could experience?
Okay, I'll just say this really quick. So one thing that I really valued about Upper Bound was that, so the college tours and the experiences that they gave us was just like unbelievable, because we traveled so much. Like my first trip with them was to Arkansas. And so looking at different HBCUs and, you know, just looking at different states around the nation was just awesome. And that was an opportunity that I didn't get with my family, just because there's a lot of us. And so now with the program, we definitely want to give that to our students as well. Like we want to show them that there's a lot of places that you can go. Now, a lot of our students do choose to kind of go to in-state institutions, and that's fine. But I think exposing them to different cultures and environments and different, you know, schools that can be designated. So, you know, whether it's to your culture, your race, or to a major of your desire, you know, it's, they're out there. And the world is so much bigger than just little Wisconsin.
Shondell, what has your experience been like when you think of your previous experience as a high school student? What attracts you to the idea of providing that same leg up for students now?
Yeah, so for me, like, one, the reality is that we plant the seed, and we might not always be able to see the seed grow, but we know that it's there. And I think that Upper Bound is one of those programs that students, they go through the motions, right? And it's when they finally make it, when they cross the stage at graduation, and they get into a college and they start that experience in college, they start reliving and rethinking about how Upper Bound helped them, right? And not just Upper Bound, but other influence and things of that nature too. But for me, what I expect to see is the struggle, right? Because Upper Bound is an academic, it's an academically rigorous program, but not so much so that it stops students from wanting to participate. They still bring the fun and the engagement and things of that nature. For me, I get emotional to think about, like, as an individual who was a product of Upper Bound, being able to now work with students that are in Upper Bound and help them through navigating a very tough system, right? Like, education is not the easiest system to navigate if you don't have the supports that's needed. And despite what people may think, it's not always accessible either, right? And so I feel like being able to help these students get through that and navigate that and encourage them and allow them to own who they are, right? Because I think that's another piece of this program is identity and students owning their academic identity, their personal identity, and knowing who they are and where they want to go in life and what they want to do. And to be a part of that is just, honestly, it's just a strong, it's just a blessing.
So if people are hearing our conversation today and they want to participate, or given the makeup of Public Radio's audience, maybe more likely they know somebody who wants to participate, a child of theirs, a grandchild of theirs, a neighbor, someone in their community, how do they find that information one more time? Give them the website once again where they can find application information.
Yes, so you can go to UWLAX/UpperBound or UWLAX and then do a search for Upper Bound. You can also give us a call. I'll give you my office number, which is 608-785-8763. So 608-785-8763.
That's Shondell Spivey. He's the director of Upward Bound at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. Shondell, thank you very much for joining us again on Newsmakers.
Thank you.
Jasma Holland is the assistant director of Upward Bound at UWL. Jasma, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Again, you can find information about Upward Bound at uwlax.edu. And I appreciate our guests joining us today. Coming up, we're going to be talking about an interesting program with the La Crosse Community Theater and what opportunities they might have for your young students who are interested in getting more exposure to the arts this summer. Just what is that acting all about anyway? We'll talk about all that after our next break. Remember, if you want to find out more about our program, you can visit our website at wpr.org/newsmakers. Our program continues in just a moment. It's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio. From Wisconsin Public Radio, this is Newsmakers. I'm Ezra Wall in our studios on the campus of UW-La Crosse. Thank you very much for joining us today. I've been telling you throughout the show that we're talking about a fun opportunity for your kids of all ages who are interested in theater and getting into to see if the theater might be for them, if they might catch the acting bug, or if they might just learn a little bit about themselves by being involved in the process. And joining us to talk about just that is Dominique Lukey, who's the Associate Artistic Director for the La Crosse Community Theater. Dominique, welcome back to Newsmakers.
Thank you for having me.
So you've got literally from five on up, kids of all ages, various opportunities for youth to be involved in theater this summer. Which age group do you want to start with? Let's start with the littles. What are the littles going to do?
So the littles are called our youngsters. First, I should mention that we have totally revamped our educational programming. We have started the STAR Academy, which builds confidence, cultivates empathy, and expands creativity through theatrical training. And so we have three different age groups within our academy. And the youngest age group is our youngsters. And that's for ages 5 to 7. And this summer, we have opportunities throughout July for kids to come in and get their introduction to the theater. It's more of a guided theater experience, but where the teacher will be sharing stories, they'll be creating stories of their own, they'll be discovering their voice and their different ways they can move their bodies to become different characters, different animals. And each of the camps that we have for our youngsters are 1 week long. They go from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., trying to make it easy for parents. And there are three different sessions, and each of the sessions has a different theme. We have the Pirates of Pizzazz, we have Animals All Around, and we have Royalty Roundup. So you can sign up for 1 week, you can sign up for 2 weeks, you can sign up for all three. It's going to be a completely different experience, but each week will be a whole lot of fun.
That sounds like fun. It sounds like some of the stuff that I got roped into doing when I was a kid. but it's interesting to see how you can use theater. You were talking about using theater to teach kids and not just teach them how to say lines and act, but like how to learn more about themselves through the experience.
Yeah, because there's so many different stories that you can explore through theater, and it introduces you to people that you might not have ever met before, and situations that you might not find yourself in any other way. So it gives you a great opportunity to just kind of put yourself in someone else's shoes and think through what they're going through. And it's a great way to build empathy, which with everything that is going on in our world right now, everybody just needs. We all need a little bit more understanding and support for one another. And with theater, it's such a collaborative and communal experience. And after being shut in for a year or two, I mean, it's the perfect vehicle to get out, to meet new friends, to make discoveries about other people and about yourself and what you're capable of.
So that's the 5 to 7 year olds. What's the next age bracket you're looking at?
Yeah, the next age bracket is our STAR players, which is for 8 to 12 year olds. And that really is the one that is building on that collaborative experience, because again, it's still exploring different stories and different characters, but they get to have more of a say in creating an entirely new show. That's what they'll be working with all of their scene partners on. I hesitate to talk about this one too much because this one is actually almost sold out.
Okay.
I think we have 1 week in August that is open. Let me just check. So act fast for this one. It is August 9th through the 13th. It's Founding Folks. So kind of taking inspiration from Hamilton, that musical that just came out. Like, so you'll be, I don't know. It depends on what the class wants to do. If they want to found their own country, create their own land, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So there's a few spots open for that one yet. But again, that's really that collaborative, creative experience, because you'll be creating your own show.
And then, as if teenagers weren't dramatic enough, you have a class for the 13 to 18 year olds.
We do. We celebrate their dramatics. Come on. Yes, that's our Teen Star Studio, and we are thrilled to have Ultra Federal Credit Union as the sponsor of our Teen Star Studio this year. And with this one, again, there's really two opportunities to perform with the studio. So in July, it's a 3-week program running July 12th through the 30th. And the camp is kind of split up into two portions. For part of the camp, you're actually just going to be developing your craft. You're going to be learning strategies for auditions, for projection, for scene study, and just it's things that will make you a better performer and a better actor. And then the other part of the day will be spent on actually preparing for a show. And the show in July is A Midsummer Night's Dream. So Shakespeare, I know everyone's like, but you have to look past that, because at the heart of each Shakespeare play is a lot of mischief and a lot of fun. And this show, it features a bickering royal couple fighting over a servant, and they're playing pranks on each other. There's fairies who are just messing with everybody. They're creating havoc with a pair of young lovers who get lost in the woods too. So there's a lot of different side stories going on. So as a performer, you have a lot of fun opportunities to play. And then the other thing that makes this one so great is that they'll actually get a chance to perform on the new band shell in Riverside Park. So it'll be Shakespeare in the Park.
So are they, like, yeah. Is it legit Shakespeare with all the these and thous and everything, or is it an adapted script?
It will be an adapted script in that it'll be about an hour long.
Okay.
So some Shakespeare plays go on for like 4 hours, and we're not going to do that. So it will be cut down to make it a little bit more manageable, because that's a lot of lines to learn too. Our director is William Garcia, and he is just, I've worked with him as a director before, and he is just wonderful and has a great grasp on Shakespeare, and is actually the one who is adapting the play to be the hour long production. And I don't want to give too much away. I don't want to spoil it for the kids, but I think his interpretation of it will be a lot of fun, because his goal is really to bring out the fact that at heart, all of these characters are still very much like children.
Sounds interesting. And there's another, the same age group, the 13 to 18 year olds are involved in another production as well, right?
Yes. So in August, the camp will focus on Frozen Junior. So again, it'll be split up like the first camp, in that for the first part of the day, you'll be just working on improving your dancing, your singing, your acting skills. And then again, later in the day, you'll actually be rehearsing the show. And then that show will actually be the first show performed in our Lickie Theater since the start of the pandemic. So we're really excited to have these kids back on stage and doing a show that is so beloved and so magical and so fun.
That sounds great. And there are, I mean, obviously these things come with a certain amount of overhead, so there are some charges involved. If people are interested in scholarship information, if they're lower income or experiencing some tightness, are there opportunities for that?
There are. So we did try to keep pricing on par with any other daycare that you would be finding for your child this summer. So for the youngsters and the star players, to sign them up for a week, it would be $150. If you sign your child up for multiple weeks, though, you get a discount just naturally, no scholarship involved. So, and again, this is a discount per child. So if you signed up for 2 weeks, it would be $275 as opposed to $300. If you signed up for all 3 weeks, it would be $400 as opposed to $450. And then for the Teen Star Studio, again, since those are three-week program, each program is 3 weeks, those are each the $400. But if you visit our website, lacrossecommunitytheater.org/summer-camps, you will find information about our scholarships. And basically, we are offering scholarships on a sliding scale. So depending on your total household income for 2020 and how many people are living in your household, we'll give you a discount. It could be 20% off. It could be 80% off. It could be a free ride. We wish we were able to offer scholarships to everyone who applied for one. Unfortunately, like, we do have our limits too. So we are going to do our best to offer as many scholarships as we can, but just with applying, there is not a guarantee, but we are hoping that we can help save families some money, because we want theater to be for everyone. It's such a wonderful opportunity. And again, after the year we've had, it's just so, so needed to go out and connect with kids in your age group and in your community. And the other cool thing about theater is that you are introduced to people who are outside of your school too, because it's open to all of La Crosse and the surrounding cities. So, and it's different ages too. It's not within one grade level. So
all kinds of opportunities to learn, to meet people and learn a little bit about yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me one more time, where can people find information about your summer programs?
So if they go to lacrossecommunitytheater.org, on our homepage, there'll be links to the camps page. If you want more specific, lacrossecommunitytheater.org/summer-camps. But that has all of the information about the different programs, youngsters, star players, and the Teen Star Studio, and the different sessions within each. And there are direct links to apply for the scholarship and direct links to register for camp.
Very interesting. Dominique Lukey is the Associate Artistic Director for the La Crosse Community Theater. Dominique, thanks again for coming back to Newsmakers.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Our show today has featured this conversation about the La Crosse Community Theater, but also heard some great information earlier about Upward Bound, a program offered from the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. They're looking for students who are academically at risk, first-generation college students, low-income high school students who are headed college way, and you can find more information about that program on the university's website at uwlax.edu. You can find information about our show on our website, which is wpr.org/newsmakers. Before we go today, I wanted to take an opportunity to tell you about something else I'm excited about here on Newsmakers. On May 7th, which is in a couple of weeks, May 7th, we're going to be joining forces with a few of our regional colleagues across the state and bringing you a show we're calling Extra Innings. It's a bit of a preview show of the Northwoods League Baseball League, which will be fun. Their season gets kicked off in May, and so on May 7th, we're going to do a multi-region collaboration. We're joining forces with Newsmakers. We'll join forces with the West Side from Eau Claire, Route 51 from Wausau, and Simply Superior from, obviously, Superior, and the Superior Duluth area. And we'll be joining forces on a show we're calling Extra Innings. Take a look at talking some baseball about the Northwoods League. It'll be an interesting show. Myself and Shireen Seward, the host of Route 51 in Wausau, will be collaborating on hosting duties. And we'll have a full slate of guests and much more. See if we can fit in an interview with a big leaguer who got his start in the Northwoods League as well. So that's all coming up on May 7th during our Extra Innings multi-region collaborative special here on Wisconsin Public Radio. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned for that. As for Newsmakers, there are a couple of opportunities to catch our show each week. We originate at 10 a.m. on Friday morning on the Ideas Network 90.3, and then we repeat on Friday night on NPR News and Music 88.9. Dawn Jewell is our producer, along with John Davis. And for the rest of the La Crosse staff, I'm Ezra Wall. Please join us again next week for another Newsmakers right here on Wisconsin Public Radio.